Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, May 31st, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And we're continuing our exploration of how do we establish safe places to plan and express our love. Places for the cultivation, we've been arguing, of soul sufficiency. With the help of Alice Miller, which necessarily means helping each other get big. The process of reclaiming, sharing, and expanding our original selves. These spaces can be anywhere where enough love for the project flourishes. And while the breakdown of the barriers between us with the infinite expansion of the electronic space expands the possibilities for our self-soul sufficiency spaces. We have to do this in actual physical reality. I'm committed to being wherever my body cleaves, i.e., wherever my love is. The importance of face-to-face in a mutual project of soul expansion cannot be overestimated. And I have to apologize. I've been in survival mode, and so I haven't been as present as I've needed to be. It's been a challenge for me, the amazing numbers of people helping to track me, to help with the targeting has just astounded me. This is fascism on the back of a dollar. And I think fascism, totalitarianism, has always rode in on the back of a dollar. It's called the wage work system, which compels the behavior you want if you're hidden power. And we have to start talking about it. But because I've been in this tense place, simply trying to exist, combating the swollenness and burning of my head, my knees, and chest. Try to hang on to a smile or two when almost everyone I see wants me to leave the planet. Because I've been so absorbed in this survival project, I've missed some things. The full extent of how much trouble I've brought to some doors. The dead piling up. You know, the last year of my neighbor, Mrs. Trotter's life, she said to me questioningly, "My feet hurt." As if to say, have you ever heard of such a thing? And then she died. And then my feet started to hurt. And I remember saying to a doctor that the top of my head is cold. While he smiled patronizingly as if to say, well, that's a new one. And this was years ago. Before I accepted the fact that there were folks doing this intentionally. I think the folks paid to do this see themselves as high-tech hunters. They go for the head, chest, legs, and feet to make the target less mobile, easier to kill. How many since then indirectly connected to my action? Fascism on the back of a buck. People pay to do these things. So this is a gloomy time for me. I look in the mirror and see a deep haggardness from no sleep, gray herring stress. Radiation cooking me into a toxic mess. It's taken me some time to see and for this I offer my apologies. The full extent of the trouble I've meant to other beings, for which there is no recompense. All I can say is that on this point, I would agree with Winston Churchill. If you're going through hell, keep going. But I would add, keep unmaking it as you go.